Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call
Yes,
is
ma'am.
recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is me, honey.
How may I assist you?
Okay, I think you just want the number for the store. I think that's where we was.
I'm sorry?
I want to drop my unemployment. I want to put
Oh,
the file.
you was already filing a claim and then you didn't have some information.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It wasn't me, but I'm gonna pick up for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So may I have your social security number?
418-190949.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Jessica Johnson.
And what was your last employer? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your last employer?
Hudgens Food Group.
Okay. What was your date of birth?
May 22nd, 1984.
And your mother's maiden's name?
Margaret Newman.
How do you spell that last name? So it's going to be your the last name at birth.
Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
10 105 2 6 6 0 3.
Okay. Okay, so give me just a moment to pick up where you were left off at.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now may I have that employer phone number?
334-897-1607.
In the city that you worked in?
Yes, ma'am.
No, what is the city that you worked in?
Oh, Elba, Alabama.
Okay. And may I have your employment start date for that job?
I started June 16, 2003. And I ended July 19, 2004.
2004 or 2024?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, babe.
You're fine.
It's been a morning.
July 19, 2024, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working there?
I got terminated.
And what was the reason?
Well, I was. They said I served a plate that was not fully they just said I served a plate that was not what it's supposed to have been. They say so. I really.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Okay, it's Fugen, it's Hudgens Food Group.
No, the name of and the title of the person who discharged you. Like,
oh,
who
Bonita.
Let you know? Okay.
Bonita Mallory.
And what's the title of that person?
She's over the store, so she's a manager.
Okay. And what was the date that you were informed that you were no longer employed?
I got the same day, the 19th.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I haven't did nothing, honey. She terminated me.
Okay. And did you commit the act that you were accused of?
Yeah, no, ma'am.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Okay.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer? I'm sorry, your phone went out.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And could you verify that all of the questions you were asked, you provided correct answers?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes, ma'am.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions or need me to repeat anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay, baby. I'm ready.
Okay. That confirmation number is 498.
Uh-huh.
012.
Uh-huh. 805. Okay, baby.
Okay, and your PIN number is 4994.
4994. Okay, baby, I got you.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. And how long does it take for me to hear from them?
It normally takes up to 3 weeks.
Okay, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This will be it, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby. Well, you have a good day, and I thank you.
You too. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.